Welcome to Throwing Light. This is episode 28. I feel you. Yeah, so the heart of it is that this is an episode about what an empath is, the different kinds of empaths, how to know if you are an empath and what to do with the information in the case that you are. Or how I think we could also talk about how to support folks who are empaths in your life, even if you don't identify as an empath. So one thing before we get into it, I've been doing this thing every Monday morning on my main Facebook account called Meditation Monday, where I do a 10-minute or less meditation. I did a gratitude one last week, and they're pretty fun, and I've been hearing that they're being used and they're helpful. So if that's something that interests you, you can check it out on my Facebook. I think you can look up Brandi Patterson Walker. I also post them on the Throwing Light page. And then they're also on YouTube. Well, just started putting them on YouTube this past week. Okay, so this is going to be kind of an off-the-cuff episode where I'm just sharing some thoughts. I first heard the term empath. I was talking to an online friend over the phone, and she said, she was talking about her daughter, and I don't remember exactly the context, but she described her daughter, she called her an empath and described her as she feels all the emotions in the room. She experiences things through emotions. And I was a little bit taken aback and had never heard that term before, but was like, oh, I do that. What's that? What is that? What is that about? So I started doing some research, and there was a really excellent Vice episode on empaths that I wanted to mention called Are You an Empath? It touched on questions about validity, the science of it, the ethics of it, and fake people who are just trying to make money with the idea. And I guess it kind of posed the question, like, is this the way we're supposed to kind of naturally be? Are we naturally supposed to feel each other's emotions? And because we're so tuned in electronically and otherwise, that we're not right now. I've also heard it kind of the other way as a function of evolution, I guess. These are the new senses. I identify as an empath. I think that it's been really helpful for me, especially when I first heard the term, to kind of figure out like the thing that I felt like my whole life and hadn't really had a term for it. There is a term. And there are other people who feel this way. I'm kind of surprised that I haven't recorded an episode on empaths or empathic abilities yet. I think that it falls into the this is a little weird category. And I love weird stuff, and I say that all the time. But when I look over my podcast, I don't really do a lot of weird stuff. So maybe that'll be like a thing that I can do in 2018 is kind of show my weirdness a little more. So the idea behind being an empath is this is how it kind of plays out for me. I'll walk into a room, and if someone is experiencing a strong emotion, I can tell. And it's not just body language. And the reason why it was so confusing for so long is because it's not like I might not even know who it is necessarily, especially if it's a room with a large group of people, but I'll start feeling that strong emotion. So if they're really angry, then I'll start to get pissed off. Or if they're really sad, then I may start to cry. Sadness, I think, is the emotion that I feel most strongly. I don't know if that's a thing, but if there's like certain emotions that you feel more than others. But in my experience, that's how it would affect me. When I was younger, especially, I thought I was going crazy. So I would just feel out of control and really, especially when I would be in like large groups of people, because somebody's inevitably feeling sad. And then I'm upset and I don't have any explanation for it. And I didn't know that this was a thing. And for me, and I think this is true across the board for a lot of people who feel that they have empathic abilities, you develop coping mechanisms. I mean, you have to. I mean, any kind of thing that you're going through, you're going to figure out ways to navigate it and to get through it. And I realized this in 2013, and I had been struggling with excess weight for a really long time at that point. I suddenly had that realization, like, I have this, like, extra layer because it keeps me protected from these emotions. Like, I don't feel them as strongly. I think I also use or have used in the past alcohol. So I was never like an excessive drinker, but what would happen is I got into this habit of having like a drink or two every night, and I really hated it. I hated that I felt like I needed that. It was really a numbing out thing. It was like, I just need to turn off these feelings because I felt things so massively. Grad school, I think that's why. I mean, it's been such a good and enriching experience, but it's been really hard and really emotional. And I'm known as one of the people in class that like cries a lot. Not so much this semester, but in one class in particular last semester, part of it was going through and talking about our stuff and using that as a way to practice therapy techniques and interventions. And so I'm sharing my stuff and I'm hearing other people's stuff and I'm feeling what they feel like on a visceral, unexplainable level. So coping is a thing. You have to figure out how, I think as an empath, I am learning now as I go into, I'm 36 and I'll be 37 in August. I feel like I'm starting to get a hang of like, how do I cope healthfully? How do I do it in a way that rejuvenates me and revives me? Right now, I've been going to bed at like 9 or 10 at night, which is like super early for me, and then getting up at 4:30 or 5. I may have mentioned this already, to go work out, but that's kind of like my self-care routine because I know if I don't do it, then I won't have time to do it. And I just need that time. Like, I need a little bit that's just mine that I can just blow off some of this steam. There's this idea floating around in empath literature that there are four different types of empaths. The first is the emotional empath, like what I have been describing. The second is the physical empath. So that's when you feel sickness, especially of what other people experience. It's kind of all encompassing. And then there are animal empaths who feel what animals are experiencing, most likely to be the vegans and the vegetarians of the world. And then there are, I guess you could call them nature empaths. They feel what the earth is feeling. And as I say this, I recognize that it sounds a bit out there, but I think it's important to share this because there are people who've experienced this, and I can attest to that because I feel some of those ways. And it's important to me to share this because if you're an animal empath or you are a physical empath, you start to feel feelings that don't make sense and it freaks you out. It can be scary if you don't know what the hell it is. And so I'm sharing because I want you to know that you're not alone if you felt any of these ways. I also think I'm a little bit of a physical empath. I don't know how deeply, but I have had experiences where I feel better when I leave the vicinity of the person who is actually hurting. If you are listening to this and you know somebody who has felt this stuff before, who has expressed like some of the things that I've talked about, I wanted to talk a little bit about how to support those people in your life. First and foremost, I would like to invite you to suspend disbelief and validate and listen to the folks in your life who seem like they're experiencing these kind of feelings and emotions. And I think that I would also encourage you, in the Vice episode, they question whether or not this was like, is this the way that we're naturally supposed to exist? I think that to some degree, we all have these abilities. I think that some of us are more in tune for whatever reason, not better or worse, but it just is. Like some people, life circumstance, their upbringing, the way that their personality, I think all of these things can make us more or less open to these ideas. And so if you are listening to this and you're like, that's crazy and that's not a thing, maybe it is, and maybe you are one. and just if you could suspend disbelief for yourself for a few minutes and entertain, like, has this ever happened to me? Because I feel like, I think the reason that empathic abilities is a thing, because we are all connected, and I feel what she's feeling because ultimately she and I are one. So, you know, maybe you're one and you don't know it. If you're listening to this and you are feeling some kind of way because you recognize that this is a thing that you have, I just want to encourage you that you're not alone and that it's okay. And I think to some degree it's normal, and it's a part of being human. And I don't think it has to be as scary. And especially once you name it, I don't think it has to be as scary. I think it can also help us make light of some of our less effective coping mechanisms. And like, oh, I do that because I'm trying to deal with these feelings that I haven't been able to explain. I hope this was helpful. The last thing I wanted to say is that I have played around with the idea of starting a group for people who identify as an empath in the DC metro area, especially in Maryland, if that's you and if you live in this area, or if you live far away but you're very interested and would be interested in some kind of online group. I would very much love to hear from you. You can email me at brandyglows@gmail.com. And I don't know, I'm gauging interest. So if you're listening to that and that sounds like a really cool thing you'd like to be a part of, let me know. Here it is, your break for verses. Sanctifying always includes change, bringing differences together. Has it really been 3 years? I feel like a completely different person. I felt a little too liberal back then. Now, oh God, am I too far gone for corporate Christianity? Remember, they are terrified too. And they have a story, and you have a story. And now your stories are linked. Thank you for listening. I am honored and grateful. I would love it if you would leave a review on iTunes, because it does fancy things with the algorithm and it helps me reach more people. As always, the show notes for this episode can be found at brandyglows.com. If you have any questions or an idea for a future show, you can tweet me at brandyglows or email me at brandyglows@gmail.com.